Texas, New York, Philadelphia. Take the Jolly Ranchers out of your ears and listen up, because the Keep It Moving Tour is coming your way.
Yeah, guys. It's a stand-up show, and then we play AYG with the audience. It's a good time. September 30th, we're going to be in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are we doing? We're going home for cheesesteaks. Whiz wit, baby. October
cheesesteaks and vengeance.
October 27th, we're going to be at Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia. Get those tickets. They're going to move fast. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage? It's a little show. We sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they grew up to be classy.
Yeah.
Or if they're just a big old piece of trash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day down here in Tootie's basement. She's very excited to have our guest back with us today. Said she was in the audience of a Tony and Tina's wedding
back in the
years
day.
Ago.
South Jersey.
Good-looking guy in the cast. They went out and had a drink. Sparks flew. It could be a misconnection. I don't know. My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He is the CEO of Are You Garbage? He's an international businessman. He did his first hostile takeover at the age of 9. So do me a favor, show him a little respect and give it up for Kevin James Ryan.
Hey gang, happy to be here. Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube, and as you know, those numbers are
when you point, I talk.
Yeah,
true to roof.
True to fucking roof. YouTube's cooking, and then obviously patreon.com/areyougarbage, the greatest website ever made. You can sign up, you get bonus content. Episodes of Hard Feelings, live streams, the whole fucking nine yards. Get involved, people.
And how about a nice quick shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the magic man. He makes us all look good. First bunt of the night right there. Give it up for T-Bone McMuffin, Toby McMullen, everybody.
What up?
Yeah. It's from Moneyball. When you point to me. Yeah.
Oh, I've seen the film.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Gang, we could not be more excited to have our incredibly special guest back with us again today. He is a very funny stand-up comedian, podcaster, and actor. He has a brand new podcast coming out called Macaroni Rascals with our good pal Greg Stone. And he is going to be filming a brand new hour October 23rd at Governor's in Long Island. Ooh. Do us a favor. Give it up for the one, the only, Mr. Mike Vecchione.
Yeah.
Mikey. Thank you guys for having me back.
Ooh. Of course, buddy.
Of course, buddy. Thank you for coming.
It's great,
man. Happy to have you.
It's great to be here. And I'll tell you what, I didn't shower.
No?
Before this.
Why not?
I had the opportunity. Because are you garbage?
You're just coming in.
I came in as garbage.
I want
to come in as garbage and work my way to civilian.
Have you worked out today?
No.
You haven't?
Uh-uh.
Because you, to me, seem like an up at dawn, going for a run guy.
I used to see you running around Astoria.
Yes.
I would live in Astoria, and he would be fucking... He'd be looking like he's trying to make weight for the match this weekend.
That's what I'm saying, man. Yeah. I feel like you're up at 5, cold shower, cold coffee.
Black coffee.
Well, this is... I'm not up at 5. I'm still a comic. So, but I moved. You guys both know I moved.
Sure.
Yes.
So I moved into the city. And
I didn't know you're in the city.
Yeah.
You're a city. Becky Hood's a city guy.
I'm a city guy now.
Look at him.
So if I talk down to you guys, that's what it's about.
Bridge and tunnel, moving up, baby. Yeah.
Brunch every day, baby.
You know, you borough guys.
Hey, I live on the island, too.
Okay. Oh, do you?
All the way uptown in the nosebleeds, but I'm on it.
All right. Well, I'll give you a little bit more leeway. But fully, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to.
We cannot hang out and get a glass of wine together, unfortunately.
We're not going to do brunch.
So I move into this new neighborhood, and it's a choice between I have a gym options. Because I realized, I was like, oh, maybe I could just work out at home. But during the pandemic, I realized, oh, that's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not really going to be possible. So Planet Fitness, I don't know who sponsors you guys, so I'm sorry if I'm just bleep this out. Planet Fitness, which is like you can use every Planet Fitness in the country for $3 a month, basically.
Sure, yeah.
And then there's Equinox,
which is cash. That's a little bit of cash.
It's very expensive.
Yeah.
It's like,
what's that going? Like $200 a month? What is
it's,
that?
It's $235.
Good soaps and stuff like that.
He knows because he's in. He's in.
$235 a month.
Because are you there?
So I had to make the decision. And
wait,
I
is
said,
Mike
Vecchione invest in yourself.
A Manhattan living Equinox guy?
Somebody successful tweeted that. Invest in yourself.
Sure.
And so I decided to pull the trigger on it.
Oh my God! Holy shit! I thought I knew you.
No. Thought I smelled a little self tanner on you.
Huh? Got a bronzer on a kid.
Well, it's the frequency. It's probably from the steam room.
Yeah. Have you been in the eucalyptus room for a little while?
Eucalyptus.
Have an espresso in the eucalyptus room.
Wow.
I have an espresso in the steam room. They have an espresso set in the steam room. Actually,
I don't think any of our guests have ever belonged to Equinox.
Of course they didn't. They're trash people. They're garbage, and I'm talking to you. You're a garbage person.
Wow. Doesn't that come with your own Peloton that you just take home with you? You get the throw out every night.
Pelotons kill children, but but wow. I think it's worth it. I did a whole thing on my podcast where you know, the Peloton gets a bad rap because it goes after your, you know, tries to kill your family, but it strengthens you. Like you, if your machine tries to kill you and then you go out in the world, what could hurt you?
Wait, is it killing people? I don't know the story.
It is killing people. Look at the news once in a while, Kevin. Jesus.
You got to tune in, Kevin.
I mean, how far uptown do you live? Where you don't have
all the way. All the way uptown. As high as it goes.
I went and I pulled the trigger on it, and now it's this weird thing where it's like, I have to go. To the gym. I have to go every day.
You have to.
I go every day to either, even if I'm not, like today, I'm not going to really work out. I'll stretch, steam, and shower because I have to use the facility.
Wow.
And I signed up for a class yesterday.
That's about 10 bucks a day or something. Or it's like $8 a day it comes out to. You'd be missing out.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I and they have all these classes. The real reason is like, okay, well, probably wouldn't be worth it unless you have access to all the classes. Mm-hmm. Yoga. All kinds of fitness.
And they're
classes.
Free.
You
they're,
got all
they're
that
free.
Stuff?
They're free.
You just have to sign up. You have to get a spot in them.
Yeah, you have to get a spot. Gotcha. So I got a spot, and now I'm just signing up for classes. I don't even know what they are. I just went yesterday, and this guy, it was like a Metacon. I was like, a Metcon? I don't know what this is. But I was like, I'm almost, I'm going to make it. So I went, and I signed up, and then it was crazy hard. And I'm in decent shape now.
You're in great shape.
I'm fasting, and I've lost weight and all that stuff, so I'm in pretty good shape
Ninja
now.
Training, how hard could that be? I'll grab a protein bar and a smoothie. Oh, I'll be in a minute, guys.
It's basically what it was. And I was like, I was blown away afterwards. And I was like, I went right up to the instructor. I'm like, look, it's my first time. He's like, weights, this, that, over there. And it was an aerobic weight workout. And I am a mess today.
Really?
And yeah, I walked over here to kind of stretch out from my place.
That's...
Yeah,
I like the fucking going in, taking a schwitz, doing the tanner, and bouncing out of there. I get that. I heard the facilities are really nice.
They're
nice. Showers, the whole nine yards.
It's really nice, and then there's a lobby also where, not a lobby, a lounge where,
lounge. You know, it's a bottle service. You know what I mean? Who's DJing tonight?
DJ Sweetgreens or something.
It's a lounge where I can write or whatever afterwards also. So
sure.
I just got to put earphones in because the music is pretty.
Now, listen, you're now you're rubbing elbows with the Manhattan elite now. You're an Equinox.
Well, I'll tell you who goes there.
Who?
You want to know who goes there? It kind of surprised me. It's did you ever see that Duke lacrosse documentary 30
sure.
for 30?
Yeah.
About that one. About the Duke. Like, they were kind of faceless to me. I know that they got wrongly accused.
They got railroaded, yeah.
Yeah, railroaded. But I watched the 30 for 30, and I'm looking at the guys on the team, and they're like elite-level athletes
sure.
and elite-level intellects.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I never got into that.
Sure,
I wasn't that elite of an athlete or elite of an intellect, so I wouldn't have got in there. But that's who is at this place.
A lot of confidence over here.
I'm just I'm letting you know I'm being honest about who I am.
Sure.
Thanks for clearing that up, buddy. We really thought you were Blue Devil's material.
I pegged you for an astronaut, to be honest with you.
This is going to shock you guys, but I'm mostly blue collar.
Oh, really? I mean,
yeah. So
I thought you got the Tony and Tina scholarship.
Tony and Tina scholarship. Yes.
But
that's who is there. Duke Harvard, like those type of guys who are like finance guys and stuff.
It's the elite. It's like the social. It's the gym social club for people in Manhattan.
Right.
And now also too, I think with those like fancy things like they have. We were talking about this with country clubs the other day because my brother joined a country club and then like we were all there in the pool hanging out and like they're all so rich they don't use the pool. Like, because they all have their own pools and stuff.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, we were like the garbage family there.
You guys have a raft in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm doing can openers and stuff.
Brought our own grill.
Are other people using the lounge and stuff like that? Or are you the only guy in the lounge?
Nah, there's a couple people, but it's not that, it's not that full.
Okay.
The lounge isn't that full, but it gets.
Mike's got an armful of fucking Cliff Bars. Yeah.
Has anybody asked you for your ID yet? Why you've been there?
So, would you excuse me?
No, no one has asked me for my ID yet. There, I guess there are guys.
Sir, you're a member here, right?
Sir, what are you,
hey, buddy, the HVAC is downstairs, huh?
Hey, why's that janitor writing jokes?
Has anyone thrown you any used towels?
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
Thank you.
I think what Kippy's saying is, like, do the real, real rich not even go
all
in and
of,
use
you know.
The eucalyptus? This they go
no,
in and work out
I'll tell
and
you
right
what
away.
I'll tell you what the real rich do that I really like a lot. No one talks.
I love that.
No one talks. There's a sign in the locker room that says, "Feeling chatty? On your take your phone, take it outside."
You're also no selfies in the mirror. Like they have. There's a sign that says no selfies.
Really?
It might be only the women's locker room. I don't know, but
I don't know. But that
that's where I change.
I like the fact that there's no talking, but everybody's civil. If you need to like get around, like whatever, even on the gym floor, it's like, hey, there's not a lot of talking. And I went to the Planet Fitness to try that out too. And it's like
night and day.
There's a guy living on the leg machine, basically. So it's like, come on.
Hey, buddy, when you're done, I gotta go to bed.
One too many pairs of jeans in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Working out in jeans is a bad loss.
It's a bad sign. And there's a lot of that.
Yeah. Looks like you're just training to be a criminal.
One, you look the other way, but two, it's like, what are you getting ready for a video game?
And also, like on that, there was this, you know, the Smith machine with the rack with it.
I really didn't want to lie.
Cut me off at the knees. Well, there's a Smith machine. There's like one or
two. Is that
two
like a rotisserie chicken machine or something?
Yeah, I tried to pretend like I knew, but I didn't.
It's that thing where it's on a rack. It's a machine, but it's you can bench on it. You can squat on
it. It's like a guide kind of.
Yeah, it's a guide.
Yeah, yeah.
So a guide is a good way to describe it. So there's only like one or two of them in the gym. And then the last time I was at when I went to Planet Fitness that one time, guy living on the leg machine, and then there was a guy just he I don't know if he was doing a podcast, but he had like a full conversation with another guy for like an hour on that machine. It's like no one else could get there.
Sure. Holy shit! Oh, that's so
I pull the trigger on it, and I'm starting to feel. You know, I
does
don't
it
know,
make
I,
you feel good?
Yeah, I do affirmations and stuff. I do affirmations to feel like wealth-driven affirmations, and I don't care if your fans think it's corny.
No,
like,
buddy, I
but
love it.
But being at that gym makes me feel.
You gotta feel good,
wealthy.
Yeah.
It makes
no,
me
for
feel
sure.
Wealthy.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I love that. This is actually a perfect segue into the questions. Because this is so, guys. As you know, when you join Patreon, we'll answer your garbage question on the air. This is a perfect segue. I had it already pinned to be the first question to ask you, and this is fantastic. This is from Ted. Do you shower in the gym after your workout, or do you shower at home? Equinox.
I don't shower at home anymore.
Really?
I really don't.
Does you shower better at Equinox?
I always.
It's gotta
be. The showers are nice. The showers are really nice.
Yeah.
And what I do is I take a hot steam and I push myself to stay in there to really sweat it out, and then take a cold shower afterwards,
love that.
And then it makes you feel invigorated.
You feel
afterwards.
Alive. You do.
You
feel
alive.
Yeah.
Some people do drugs or something to like get that. I go the opposite way. I start depriving myself of oxygen. And stuff. Really, that does work. It does the same thing as drugs.
I used to go to the Russian
do drugs anymore.
The Russian Turkish baths a lot down in the East Village. That was the same thing. You're in the you're in the sauna, and then you hop in that cold pool.
Right.
Like, you feel fucking alive. Yeah. Everything starts cooking.
Yeah.
Synapses are firing.
Synapses.
That's rich guy thinking right there. I'll tell you that.
But I realized that when I did hot yoga in Queens for years, and you come out and it's like, oh my god! And then after you take a shower and then walk out, it's like. I feel high.
Yeah, it's euphoric.
It's high.
It's
but you're feeling high on regular oxygen once you've been deprived of that in a hot room for an hour and a half.
This guy's fucking hard-nosed over
here.
Did you ever hold your breath for really long?
I do a breathing practice first thing. That's really,
what do you do? 4-7-8? What are you?
I do the
Wim Hof
five rounds of Tumo breathing.
Like stares at himself.
He's dropping Wim Hof. Guy knows what he's talking about. Over here.
Stares at himself in the mirror for 25 minutes.
That's right.
Whoever blinks first loses.
Make a move. I love it.
He fakes for his gun real quick. all right, this one's just funny. This is from Gene. Have you been electrocuted as an adult?
Electrocuted.
Because if you are, you're probably poking your nose around somewhere it shouldn't be.
Electrocuted as an adult.
Or have you been electrocuted even as a kid?
No, I'd have to say no.
Yeah.
I would have to say no. But an interesting story about my father. My father was on a ladder.
Is he available?
You know, my dad is dead. But I feel like I should communicate, you know, this for him. he was painting on a roof, and he got close to some wires or something, and the electricity went through the paint.
Ooh.
The paint is a conductor.
Whoa.
Really?
Electrocuted him. He fell off the ladder and cracked his head.
Jesus.
It was huge thing. It was when I was small. I remember it, though. I remember he has a big scar. He had a big scar on his head.
Damn.
You know? But
I stuck a paperclip in a nightlight once when I was a little kid.
Did you really?
Yeah. And I got shocked in my adult. You know, I never knew that when you put the bulb into the light, that there's a little coil, there's a little flat thing in there that
touches.
That's
what got me.
That touches.
That's what got me.
And
yeah.
Dude, that shit was on, and I stuck my finger in there, and the thing made the connection. God damn, it was like I got bit by a blue crab.
Wow. Dude, I yelled, something bit me. My mom came into the living room, like, what the fuck?
Oh, your mom was there?
I was like 11. I started crying. Like, something bit me. She's like, what? She thought there was a bear in the house.
And you apparently thought lamps were alive.
It felt like a mousetrap. You put your fan when you're not expecting that. I was looking for the switch or something.
You guys are really curious kids to stick your...
something bit me.
You guys didn't listen. So my parents were like, don't stick your finger. And they
you never
be,
did that? You never did paperclip? Like,
but there used to be... No, I never did that.
What?
There used to be... I was... obedient as a kid. I just did what I was told. Did what I was told. And
I was a Labrador for my childhood.
For
obedient.
I was.
Where's Mike? He's upstairs doing his push-ups and going to bed. It's 6:30.
I was very obedient because with Italians, it's respect got thrown up in my face a lot. Like,
sure.
You have respect. Mm-hmm. You have respect for your.
Of course.
That's why my friends who are Jews, it really makes me laugh because they're asking questions constantly.
Uh huh.
They're constantly, and that's like their culture.
Sure.
Our culture is you shut up and do what
Keep
you're told.
Keep your head down. Yeah. It's Irish Catholics, very the same
well,
thing.
Well,
yeah.
Do you trust your parents? Do you trust your teacher? Do you trust your coach? Just do what you're told mm-hmm. then. It's
yeah.
all based on that.
Yeah. Keep your head down and work. Yeah.
Dude, that reminds me, the last time we saw each other was at a wedding.
Right.
And dude, he is this such of the T, man. You were like you were like somebody's stepdad. You didn't say a word, really. Hello, how you doing? You sat down. You sat there and meticulously ate your meal, eyes forward, chilling out. Dude, at one point I saw him on the dance floor. He was sitting in a chair. Like, dude, he really does mind his P's and Q's. I love it.
Yeah. I mind my own business.
Yeah.
But no, it's you sit.
That's
not,
why he's never been electrocuted.
That really helps with the electrocution. I stopped drinking. I started fasting, you know, during the pandemic because I was overweight and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing all that. But that wedding was the first time. Like, everybody's going to be drinking. Everybody's gonna, just sit in it. Enjoy it, you know.
You didn't booze that. That was the first big test.
It was the first big test. But Katie, like, had a couple drinks, mm-hmm. and, like, she's having a good time. So yeah. I was like, it was. But I had a blast.
It was like sitting next to an. It was like sitting next to an uncle at a wedding. You know what I mean? You could tell he cared about you. He gave me the. How's everything going? Going good? Like, yeah, everything's going good. He's like, good. Good, good, good.
His garden his plate.
I put my hand on your head. Let me know if you need any money. Can I tell you a story about that, though? Did you guys go hiking on that? Because it was an upstate.
I saw
you
right after the hike. Remember
upstate.
we bumped into each other. Okay. He was chugging waters.
Yeah.
He was sitting next to the water.
Were you with Graham K?
No.
Oh, that group?
No, I didn't go hiking. I just bumped into you.
Damn,
I went to get
what?
A coffee.
Are you crazy? I was at the pool.
I was smoking cigs in the pool.
That's pretty great.
I had Uber Eats on the way.
That's pretty great. That's trash. You guys are living up to your name, even in your
sure.
spare time.
Well, also, before you finish, we were out on the back deck. I don't know if you remember. You started fucking crushing me. I was like, all right. Like, he came out. We were all talking. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to grab a drink or whatever. And, like, I, like, stood up. And he goes, oh, what? In front of everybody. He's like, is this not a garbage enough for you, Kevin? And then, like, everybody started laughing at me. He's just he's got 1,000 tags. So he's just fucking going. I just sat back down. I'm like, all right, I'm taking this one.
Like a nail gun on your
well,
own
you guys have
on your own
the,
porch.
You've taken the podcast world by storm. And I'm not going to let you get away with it at a wedding.
Kip, let's talk about Bespoke Post and that box of awesome they got.
Love them, fellas, guys and gals over there.
Quick story for you. My eyes are a little hazy
mm-hmm.
because I was out, went on a little nature walk with the lady.
Did you?
Brought my Bespoke Post hammock with us.
Ooh.
Had a little spot right there by the river. It was absolutely fantastic. Fall coming in.
Yeah.
You got to get your hands on a box awesome. Travel, outdoor, grooming, whatever you want. Send you a nice little box, you'll be ready for the fall.
Guys, it's so easy. To get started, just take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome for you. They release new boxes every month. across tons of different categories.
It's cool stuff.
They hooked me up. I mean, I got a knife. I got, you know, we got like the outdoor box, so I got a knife. I got a duffel bag because we travel a bunch. I love opening boxes with the cool knife they get. Even in my apartment, I feel...
Look real cool, apple pick.
I feel woodsy, you know what I mean? So it's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel at any time. Each box only costs $45, but here's the thing, baby. They have over $70 worth of gear inside. It's cool guy shit is what it is.
It's
cool guy stuff. You're like, I don't know, where'd you get that thing? Bespoke post. The Box of Awesome helps you out, you know what
feel
I mean?
Feel like a man.
You get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code GARBAGE at checkout. That's GARBAGE at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code GARBAGE for 20% off your first box. Do it!
Gang, this podcast is brought to you by the good people at BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp can help, all right? They will assess your needs and they'll match you with a licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not a helpline. It's professional counseling done securely online.
Yeah, guys, you can log into your account anytime, send a message. It's easy peasy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if need be. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit betterhelp.com/garbage. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Special offer for RU Garbage listeners. You'll get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/garbage. That's 10% off your first month, betterhelp.com/garbage.
Folks, let me tell you about the good people over there at Lathwaite's.
Lathwaite's?
Yep. I'm sure you guys are just like us. You like a little wine these days. You want to know what you're talking about. You want to know where it's coming from. You want a little bit of variety. You got to get in touch with Lathwaite's.
Yeah. Lathwaite's wine subscription is an easy way to bring exciting new wines right to your doorstep. Unbox a world of wine with easy access to different and unexpected winemakers from all over the globe.
Sounds so classy. Wine subscription.
It does.
How nice is that?
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, well, we have a subscription.
They send it to us. And listen, Here's the thing. Lathwaite's does all the heavy lifting for you. They taste over 40,000 wines a year, but only 600 make the cut. So you're getting the best of the best, the cream of the crop. They're not just sending you out, you know, some Pinot that they're brewing in a bathtub somewhere.
They do it nice, man.
They do it nice. And this way, you know, The coolest thing is each box, whatever wine they send you, it includes tasting notes, food pairings, like serving inspiration, stuff like that, that I'm trying to learn. As I get older, I feel like a bozo when I don't know that stuff.
Sure.
You know, and like they sent us each one, and now like I know I'm learning a little bit about it. Oh, is it right? Instead of just being like this, that. Makes me feel like less of a bozo.
100%. And from the moment that box gets there, you're going to have knowledge about 8 different wines off the jump.
I feel like a rich guy.
You can run your mouth at parties for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. Subscriptions are flexible. There's no commitment to continue. Cancel online at any time. Right now, listeners, you can get 6 amazing bottles of wine plus 2 bonus bottles, 2 stemless wine glasses for $49.99 plus tax with free delivery. Of course, they're doing
8
free
bottles.
Delivery because Lathwaite's knows what they're doing. Just text GARBAGE to 64,000 to get this special offer. Text GARBAGE, GARBAGE, to 64,000. That's GARBAGE to 64,000. Terms apply. Available at lathwaite.com/terms. Do it.
Got to.
Now back to the show.
But the hiking, I have to tell you this story. This is really funny. I'm dating a very funny comic, Katie Hannigan.
Yes.
100%.
And she goes, I really want to go hiking. It's for the endorphins, all that stuff. And I go, that's cool. And we're staying in a very
nice... Have you ever tried holding your breath for a half hour? save some time.
I'll get the ice baths ready.
She refuses to do the breathing. I've tried many times. Anyway, we're staying in this nice... We're staying by a lake, this nice outdoor...
Beautiful property.
Beautiful place.
We've talked about it a lot on the pod, yeah.
Okay, well, she goes, I want to go hiking. I go, cool, let me just finish this coffee and eat something, and then let's go hiking. Because I had a nice, beautiful breakfast there, and I had some coffee. So I'm like, oh, cool, let's go. And she goes, no, we can't... I thought hiking was just walking outside while being aware of nature. I thought that's what hiking was.
No,
that was my
a
working knowledge of hiking. She goes, now we have to drive to where we hike. Mm-hmm. So I go, okay. So we drive not that far, and we get there, and then we're on a mountain. And I go, what are we doing? She goes, yeah, this is hiking. I go, no, we're climbing a mountain.
Yeah,
she goes,
yeah,
no, it's hiking. I go, no, this is climbing a mountain. She goes, well, we're hiking up a mountain. I'm like, don't improv.
It's called spade to spade.
Yeah. We're climbing up a mountain. So we got into an argument on the mountain. And then I was like, well, I'll just Google it, you know? And there's no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we were out in Dolman's Land Wi-Fi, out there, yeah.
So I complained. I'm like, this mountain has no Wi-Fi. I'm going to give this mountain a very low rating.
Yeah, I saw him afterwards in the snack bar. He was pounding water. Because you could only fill up like those like 6-ounce cups.
Yeah.
So he's slamming those. He's like, did you go hiking? I'm like, fuck no, hiking.
I got suckered into that before, too, in Hawaii. He's like, oh, we're going to go to the waterfall. Oh, nice.
You should know there's not going to be a waterfall in the neighborhood. I mean, that's an excursion to
I wasn't expecting it in the mall or anything like that. But I didn't think it was going to be like I'm hanging on the rocks and doing that. Yeah, hikes are... Take a hike with a hike, I'll tell you that right now.
Isn't there a hike on flat land, though?
It's like nice, where you're
that's
walking?
That's a nice walk.
No, is that a hike?
I think, implies a trail and elevation changes.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think.
Not necessarily.
What's a hike? What do you got, T-Bone?
The activity of going for long walks, especially in the country or woods.
Okay, that we were in the country or the woods.
100%.
I don't know.
Plus throw the mountain bullshit in there.
Yeah, the mountain. The elevation is really what got me. Because then I was furious with her, and I stormed off. And
Did
it's
you?
Hard to storm off when you're going vertically.
Your screams are echoing around the woods.
I hate you.
And then do you guys remember that they were like, oh, there's bears around, but if you just yell at them, it's fine.
Rolled through the cocktail party.
Yeah, like,
really?
Like
Friday night.
20 yards from where we were all like smoking cigs, like out by that where everybody was like smoking cigars and stuff. It just, you saw like the fucking, it was kind of like Jurassic Park when you would see just like the bushes move and stuff like that. And then like the kitchen staff came out, like, get out of here. And then they were like, oh, everybody's fine. They just left it at that.
Wow.
I mean, I went inside for sure.
It's probably just some dishwasher. They do that to give the tourists a thrill.
Let's go give these city slickers, give them their money's worth.
Roar.
Did you guys get hammered?
The first night we got pretty banged up, stayed out late. The second night, I was sitting in the same night we were sitting outside that bar, you know, like that whatever, the Roadhouse.
Yeah.
I was sitting next to him, same spot, same everything as the night before, and he did the same joke to this woman. Mm-hmm. She walked out with her kids. It's a good joke. She walked out with her baby. He goes, hey, how do you two know each other?
That's really, God, I love that. Dude, oh, I love that. That's one that really just gets you.
It's great.
You know what I mean? I love that song.
What the fuck are you doing? You're saying that Lyra's going to be using it now.
Oh, my God.
You son
great.
Of a bitch.
So he does it the first Friday night. Kills. Like, people jumping off the balcony.
I love that.
Kills. The second night, the same woman and baby walks out. He's just drunk and all fucked up. He goes, hey, how do you two know each other? I was like, see, we're in reruns here. I'm going to the fucking night.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's great.
I literally go, I'm leaving. He goes, what are you doing?
I think it was a different kid. All right.
I mean, there was only two kids there.
You know what I love to do if I see a woman who's pregnant? I walk up and go, who got you in trouble? That's a very 50s thing to say to somebody. Who got you in trouble?
Who did you dirty?
Did your father know about this? What the fuck?
So I had a great time at the wedding. The wedding was a lot of fun.
It was a good time.
Awesome. We've talked about it. You made me think. We've talked about it. We've been talking about it for like 2 months.
The wedding, because we talked about it before. We had Casey B on the whole thing.
It was really fun.
Man, that's great.
I went to eating now is the new drinking for me. Yeah. So eating, I really get into.
Are you going out for like nice things or do you cooking? What are you doing?
No, I'm fasting. So it's like I'll have limited meals. So when I do get to eat, it's like drinking. It's like,
taking your edge off a little bit. It's your what's it called? Your vice.
Yeah.
Per se.
Yeah.
All right. This one's from Chris Scott. Anyone in your family a flat earther?
No, I don't think my family knows what that is. To be honest, like my family doesn't know all the conspiracy. They're like, what? Didn't we solve this a long time ago? Like, they don't even get that that's a thing. That's how not into technology my family is.
That's good. That's
they
good.
Don't know all the conspiracies and all that stuff.
Oh, man, that's great. All right, this one's from Alex Tonello. How yellow is your pillow? You got some stains on there, Mikey?
No, I'll tell you the truth.
That single guy shit, dude.
What? I don't understand the reference. How yellow is it? I pee
like,
it?
No, you
it?
Sweat, and then it leaves like a sweat ring.
Okay.
Yeah.
You take the pillowcase off, and then it has like crazy stains on the actual pillow.
Like sweating.
I would have to assume yours growing up was probably like that.
Yeah, I had a.
No, he was very obedient.
I had a beat up pillow growing up because we didn't buy anything new. I felt like buying new things is like a. That's a new, relatively a new thing to me because we didn't buy.
I got to agree, it's the same thing of like just going and buying stuff. I'm like, oh, I can just go buy this. Then my family was like, well, let's see.
Do we know a guy?
Is Aunt Patty getting rid of one type thing? I'm like, let's just go get the bike or whatever.
Mikey, did you have an actual comforter when you were a kid, or was it just an opened up sleeping blanket or sleeping bag?
No, I had a I had a very just.
I saw it hanging upside down, actually.
Standard so military, just a Navy SEAL bed.
standard issue foot locker.
No, I shared a room with my brother until like probably 2 weeks ago. No.
Older brother or younger?
Older.
Older.
So I shared a room with my brother, and we had bunk beds at first. And but I got to say, when I was single, I've had girlfriends, you know, in and out, but...
They changed the whole game.
I'm not a big change the sheets guy.
Right.
You know, once in a while, maybe.
I'm sure Katie is, though. What date or like, well, how big of a.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, I'm sure Katie is, though.
That's what I was going to get.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
She's like, she'll change it every week.
Yeah.
And I go, dude, like, come on. We can't. She's like, no. So she just does it. She just does it now because I'll like complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the change. Like me before, it would go.
Push it months?
I mean, a long time.
Months. Months.
I mean,
one
time when I was living uptown in Inwood, like I think it was a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet it has like a deep winter smell.
Oh,
in there.
My God. It was. I didn't smell or anything. It just. Because that
like
would have caught my attention
sure.
to do it. But I just. It's not something I thought about. Mm-hmm. But she does it like every week now.
Is it my
sometimes wife? It's nice when they're all worn in
it
like
is.
That.
Yeah.
On a cold winter's night. Yeah. You feel like Scrooge tucked in there.
Right. The germs really are comforting after a while.
Changing the bed sheets now, even like when like if my wife's like, hey, can you help me? It takes me back to when I was like 5.
Right.
My mom was like, make the bed. I feel like a child.
Yeah.
You weren't electrocuting yourself?
But what I was saying,
I'm not electrocuting myself. I help change the sheets.
What I was saying is it's nice that they do that because it elevates you. Like, you know, it elevates your game. Like, you can't have a yellow pill now when you were a single guy in your own place. Yeah, but those pillows are being changed out on a monthly
basis.
Right, mine's yellowish for sure.
Different kinds of fabric softener, an air freshener.
Right.
It's actually pretty nice.
It is pretty nice.
Yeah.
But I did have a yellow pillow now that I think about it because I never bought a new pillow.
Yeah.
No.
Never bought a new pillow. If I wasn't changing the sheets, I certainly never bought a new pillow.
Yeah, you're not just getting a new pillow and keeping it moving.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit garbage there.
How many pillows do you do? I don't know if we asked you this.
Oh, I like two because I like to hold one.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
That's garbage.
Is that garbage or is that just being vulnerable?
Yes, it's being vulnerable.
Being vulnerable is garbage.
We're stoic around here, Mike.
I do the same thing. I hold on to that thing like a fucking search and rescue guy.
Mm-hmm. And then you get your girl going, why don't you hold me like that? It's like it doesn't functionally. It doesn't geometrically
work. It's nice and cool and fluffy. And
it doesn't have a pulse. It doesn't judge me.
Yeah, the pillow doesn't judge me.
Yeah. The pillow doesn't care if I snore, honey.
You didn't break my balls for 5 hours, did I?
Do you snore? Are you a snorer?
No.
No. Okay.
I sleep quiet.
I can imagine.
Jesus Christ.
With my eyes open.
Like a Sicilian assassin.
With a blade in my eyes open, ready for anything.
Just a fedora pulled down over his eyes in a chair.
He's propped up.
With a cigar burning in the ashtray.
Well, if I'm sleeping, who's on watch?
I don't think our relationship would work if I did snore because Katie has to sleep with complete silence.
My wife's kind of
the same
way. She has
to sleep complete silence, so I have to put earplugs in because I got to sleep to something, you know, lulling me to sleep.
So earplugs or like AirPod? You sleep with
AirPods.
Music.
Yeah. Well, I sleep with like a podcast.
You got headphones on in bed?
Yeah. Yeah, headphones in bed.
That's pretty crazy.
And
are they wired or no?
No, no wired.
Do they stay in?
Yeah.
You probably don't toss and turn a lot. You're probably,
it's an old disc man.
You're probably a straight up and down kind of guy.
I'm a straight up and down.
Yeah.
Or I'll go to a side once in a while, but mostly they'll stay in.
Yeah.
But I got to say something about like sleeping quiet. Like, you know, I like to sleep quiet, but sometimes things wake you up.
He's on ambush.
They're so hilarious. Like things like we were in Queens and we were sleeping and it's like Saturday morning. It was like 9 a.m. his chainsaw is so right outside there.
But sometimes it's comically loud.
It's comically loud. It feels like
they're in the room. You're like, what the fuck?
It feels like the guy was in the room. It was really something. So I'm like kind of waking up going, oh, this is, you know, I'm disturbed by it, but this is so loud, it's funny.
Sure.
She did not find the same amusement in it. And it's like, what do you do? Do you go out and confront a guy with a chainsaw?
No, not at all. Yeah. You're kind of screwed at that point.
Right.
Do you set an alarm in the morning or you just wake up when you wake up?
Yeah, I wake up when I wake up.
Love that.
Yeah. It's pretty good. But I have to, like, pee in the morning. So that usually wakes me up about 5 hours in.
Yeah.
And then if I have nothing, I'll go back to sleep. If I do have something, then
I'll probably
just
stay up. Yeah.
Dude, I hate that so much because I'm starting to have that too. That's the first thing I got to do. And I know that I lay there for at least an hour or two fighting it off where I'm not, like, relaxed sleeping.
You got to
But I'm, like, worried about that because I wake up in, like, a bad mood, like, ugh. And you got a fucking sleepy eye to the toilet.
Yeah. Well, I used to push it, but now I just go, get it done with now. Get back in bed. And I stole my wife's eye mask. It's like weighted, and it's got lavender in it, dude. That puts me out for. I don't know if I'm allergic to it or if I'm like if I'm slipping into a coma. I go out for another like 3-4 hours with that thing on.
That's awesome.
It's great.
And you go right back to sleep,
Dude. You put this. It's like pressure. It's like heavy. It's like beaded, kind of. And it just fucking. You're out, dude.
Wow.
Out.
How do people ever sleep in caves?
I don't know. Oh,
you know what I mean? Without all of ours, we have all these different.
No
way. That we use
no
to
way.
Sleep.
C, I'm out.
So the room has to be
cold. I
would have
jumped
too.
Off the first locomotive bridge I could find.
I'm still pumping my AC now. It's on 62, right on me.
62?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
To get to bed, yeah.
I keep it on 70.
I sit down.
70?
70.
Yeah. Oh, man, this guy's old school.
What are you, a homeowner? Who's touching the thermostat?
Katie, don't even look at that, okay?
It's brisk in there, though. But sleep is, I mean, it is really important. Very, very important.
It is.
I don't want to bore your your fans here, because they probably don't get any sleep.
Oh, man, that's so funny. All right. Let's see. This is from Dan D. First-time question. Ever take a day off from school or for a religious holiday that you didn't practice?
A religious holiday.
And you lied and said, hey, you know, I'm Jewish. I'm taking off for Rosh Hashanah.
No, but we did.
I don't know if Vecchione could pass.
Vecchione could pass for Jewish. I'm sympathetic.
Sure, yeah.
I did a fast the other day when it was.
For Rosh Hashanah. Was that Rosh Hashanah?
Yom Kippur,
yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm in solidarity.
Did you really? Or that was also fell in line with your fasting?
It fell in line with the fasting, I was like, I'll do it with the Jews.
That's great.
Yeah, we could do it.
Nah, Equinox was closed.
There's a what's the wooden thing they put on the door?
Mezuzah.
A mezuzah. There's a mezuzah because the person who owns
the building.
The person who owns the apartment is Jewish.
Yeah.
So they kept it, and we just kept it on.
Yeah, mine's
of course,
I got one
on.
90% of apartments in New York have a mezuzah on the door. Yeah.
Because in case the angel of death decides.
Is that what it is?
Come.
I don't know what it is. It's like
I thought it
or
was
something?
The lamb's blood.
I don't know exactly what it does, but I know you leave it there.
It
gives you a nice cozy vibe.
I'm not a religious guy, but I'm not taking something there.
Right.
If it's there, it's there.
You leave it up, or if you take it down, the rent goes up.
I worked at a Greek place one time, and they had the evil eye hanging down by the window, and I didn't know what that was. And I'm over there like cleaning it and touching it and moving it. I'm like, what does this do? He's like, keeps the evil spirits away.
Right.
I was like, I'll be in the fucking kitchen.
But that's what the Italian horn does.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
that
it keeps the evil spirits away.
Do you have one?
No.
You're
not a jewelry guy.
Not a jewelry guy. Yeah. Yeah.
You were given one at some point in your life, though.
Yeah, I was given a bunch.
Yeah.
I would always like wrestle with my brother, like be wrestling with cousins, a brother, whatever, and it'd always get yanked and broken, and it just never, or I could never get into the routine of putting it on every morning.
Yeah, that's what I forget. Yeah. It's like, and then I'm like, oh, this is a choice that it's weird.
My junior year, we had a senior skip day, and no one was going to school, not juniors or seniors.
Sure.
But it was a senior skip day. And I told my mother, I'm like, I'm taking off. And I made the mistake because I thought, we're all on the same page now, basically an adult. Mm-hmm. And she goes, no, you're going to school. And I go, yeah, but no one's going to be there. And she goes, it doesn't matter. It's school day. You're going. My mom's a teacher.
Yeah.
So she goes, you're going.
You think she would know the idea? It's like a
I'm like,
right
no
passage.
One is
yeah,
going to be
a little
there,
reward.
Mom. I mean, not my senior year. My senior year, I learned.
Yes,
from this
is also junior.
This
year.
Is junior year. So, but I'm like, no one is gonna, like, no one's gonna be there. No one, not juniors or seniors. Maybe sophomores and freshmen will be there, but not juniors or seniors.
What am I, a nerd?
Yeah. What am I, a nerd? She goes, you're going. So I went, and no one was there.
You were like the only guy in math.
Well, I mean, the class was like, you know, you go to class, and they were like, you could just do a puzzle or something. Like,
yeah. Every,
it was a complete waste, but I did go because I didn't want to be, you know, I did
yeah,
what
yeah.
my
didn't want to disappoint your mother. You were an obedient guy. Obedient
she
kid.
Said.
Do a puzzle.
And then the next year we did had senior skip day, and we just went. We got beer and went to a lake and just got obliterated.
Mm-hmm.
It was
That's
great.
A good time.
It was really fun. I remember having such a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better than the puzzles, huh?
It was better than the puzzles.
I think
it was better than listening.
Public school kids. We get a pretty nice dose of that. Well, you don't have to really do that. Like, you don't have to really fake. They give you off for like everybody's different right. holidays.
I also think it depends on where you're at. Like, we grew up in Philadelphia. There's a large Jewish community, same with New York right. and Boston. But I think if you're in the middle of Minnesota, I don't think you're getting off
the
Yom Kippur.
The kids right. in Omaha aren't riding the Ramadan coattails.
Well, now we're in the age of the internet, so everybody is connected to everybody's
yeah,
conscious of everything,
yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
feel like.
Well, no. I used to work, my last day job was at, one of my last day jobs was at a law firm, and they would say, because it was also, this was my first time of like, hey, back in the day, I would work places, and it was like, hey, if you're Jewish, you can take off for this, if you're Christmas, you can take off for that type thing, but you were expected to be there otherwise if you didn't observe, and they kind of knew everybody, but this was like the first, it was like New York, you know, it was a big law firm, and you weren't allowed to ask. Like, if you were just like, hey, I'm observing, they would go, okay. Like, they weren't allowed to push
back. That's
like
COVID right, now. Right. That's yeah. like COVID now. You want to get out of something, all you got to do is call and say, hey, I got a little fever. I don't think it's COVID, but I got a little fever.
Yeah.
That's it. You'll
That's
never
it.
Hear about it
yeah,
again.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got that get out of jail free card for anything moving forward.
Don't you think there's some abuse with the businesses now? They're like, our new COVID hours, 11 to 11:15.
Dude, I tried right. And I'm like, dude.
Come on, dude. You just don't want to. You just don't want to.
They're using it as an excuse.
Yeah.
And I called the post office because they like left a package or whatever, and it was like, due to you know the COVID protocols, we're behind. I'm like, dude, you sucked before this. Don't use this as a
yeah,
fucking cop
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
You were tanking it before. Yeah.
So yeah, that not religious holidays, but a senior skip.
Okay.
Senior skip
it's nice
day.
In public school. You get into October to Jewish holidays. You're only in there like 2-3 days.
That was my favorite.
Then you got Halloween.
Yeah.
Right.
Start knocking it out. Like, all right, here we go.
Here we go.
Couple days in November, do Thanksgiving. Next
but you play
you know,
football, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I play football too. So it's like you start 2 weeks before, you know, training camp starts like 2 weeks before school. So
yeah.
you're already kind of in
yeah.
double days and all that stuff.
I
you're
like
in,
that. I like
in
that
routine.
In college too. That felt good yeah. being there a couple weeks before getting grounded,
Bearings, yeah.
troughing off to work certain cafeteria people and
but
all
did
that stuff.
You did you ever do the thing where it's like you know, I did it with football and wrestling even more so. But you're just because the one's a fall sport, one's a winter sport, so they go back to back, and you're going one right into the other.
Yeah.
So it's like you're tired.
Yeah.
And you just want to go home after school like everybody else. And there would be a thing where in our school you'd walk out and people would walk to their cars, and then you'd walk to the locker room. You'd
mm-hmm.
split off, and you would see the people walk into their cars, and I would be like, I just want to go home.
Going off.
Yeah. I don't feel like going to practice.
Smoke weed, hang out
that
with girls,
me,
do
I
fun
had a,
stuff.
I had a Bernie Lit walk into the car. See you later, Doris.
Yeah, just go and but you always had to go the other way. I always had to go to practice.
Yeah.
That's why I love the spring. To this day, I love the spring. I'm not a big Christmas
no responsibilities.
Guy. Christmas, because we used to have Christmas tournaments, and you just have to cut weight. So
sure.
I can never really enjoy Christmas.
I still love Christmas.
I was never
but
a
I did
big
the Christmas
guy. I mean, I get what it is, and I get that. But everybody was
very stoic
overeating
at the
and everything.
House.
I was like,
Merry Christmas, Pop. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. You all just exchange money envelopes and go to dinner.
But the spring is like when I could, like, oh, I'm going to go home. I'm going to hang out with friends.
Sure.
I'm going to, like, oh, it's great. Nice, relaxing.
Here's a question for Mike Vecchione that I have since
what do you
we've
got?
Been talking about it. It's been talked about a lot.
You want to wrestle?
Here on this program.
Let's get it. Let's
go.
Let's
do you
go
think
home.
You could take me?
Let's do it.
What is your favorite flavor of the beverage known as Gatorade?
This is a big one. The very I cannot foresee him siding with you idiots.
Of course not. I don't think he's even going to know.
If he does, I'm leaving.
Okay, can I say something first that I don't drink Gatorade?
I knew it.
Yeah. I don't drink it because it's too much
sugar and stuff,
sodium and all that stuff. Yeah, yeah.
But if you, before that, that's a rule of as a reason.
The lemon.
I got that yes and back.
Yeah, because
lemon,
I
from before. From before. I don't drink Gatorade.
I don't drink Gatorade because I got a juicer and I was like, oh. I
but you did when you were a kid. You remember Gatorade gum? I mean, come on. You remember when it was in the glass bottles?
Yeah, the glass
bottle
Gatorade.
Blow your yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, marketing. Youngster.
Unbelievable marketing for Gatorade, by the way.
I mean, the Gatorade man behind, come and deliver it from house to house.
Whoever's
too?
Behind that is a genius.
Fuck your mom.
Yeah, I got that one in. They drowned me out, but in the comments, I like that one.
That one's for the fans.
The Gatorade man comes green.
Yeah. Comes house to house.
Lemon lime.
Lemon lime.
Yeah, of course.
That's, yeah,
it was just lemon, I think, right? Just
that
lemon.
Was Gatorade for a while.
That was Gatorade, of course.
That was
the original, right?
That was Gatorade? Yeah.
What was next? I believe it was either orange or fruit punch.
I would say...
Orange is pretty...
Definitely wasn't Fierce Grape. But I'm, I'm glad they finally got to it.
They didn't jump to Glacier Freeze real quick.
Now we're into Axe body spray scents.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Like it's, I feel like it's a computer generated. Right. It's not like a fucking, you know... Give me a real deal, grape, something. Not like wild cherry, fucking go fuck yourself.
I love them all. It's
and you wouldn't recycle the plastic bottle either. You would just throw it on the street like an adult.
Littering back in the 90s was wide open.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. I don't litter now, but littering back in the bad. Day, you know, you would, how many times you'd be driving and just see a McDonald's bag fly out the fucking window?
To the point, though, that now you don't really see, you think you would still see that stuff out there if it takes so long to biodegrade.
I haven't seen a lot of cleanup.
I haven't seen a Big Mac styrofoam thing in a long time.
Well, can I say a joke I used to have where it's like, I want to be rich enough where you, I'm driving by a sign that says littering a $200 fine, but I throw a McDonald's bag out the window and hits a cop. Cop grabs it and then chases me and comes to the window and goes, this is a, you littered. This is a $200 fine. And I go, officer, open the bag. And he opens it, and there's $300 inside. I go, there's $100 for your trouble. And then I just speed off in my Ferrari.
In my Ferrari.
Like
that's my dream.
I like he didn't have the Ferrari at the beginning of the story.
I should have set it up with
the
Ferrari.
No, I like it that way.
No,
it's
that's what I'm saying.
Way. That's funny. All right, let's see here. This is from Josh. This is just a silly one. Ever have a unibrow?
No, but my individual brows, I never had the heavy in the middle, even though I'm Italian. But the brows do get out of control. They get out of control.
Yeah,
like they start growing. Like,
outward and stuff.
Yeah. Just the hair in general, like ear hair, I never had an issue with it before maybe 2 years ago. Or it starts growing like it's trying to get Wi-Fi. It's like growing out of the top of my ear. I have to pluck them.
I'm going to battle with it. I just do it when I go to get my eyebrows waxed. I have them do my ears too. Knocks it right out.
What's eyebrow wax? What does that entail?
Because I'm all, I would have,
shave them
it's wax.
Oh.
Do a little thing, top, bottom, do the middle, because I would have a unibrow.
Wow.
Been fighting that fight my whole life.
Yeah. I don't get it. I'll get some in there that I have to clean up every couple, but like it's never bridges the gap. You know what I mean? It gets messy.
What does that mean if it does?
Huh?
What does that mean if it does?
It means you need a fucking Bic razor to fucking right down the middle.
Can't be walking around high school with a fucking uni B. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's a bad look, Mike.
What?
That is a bad look. But
you got a good head of hair, though, still.
Still a good head of hair.
I like the salt and pepper. Yeah. It looks great on you.
Well, can I make a confession on your podcast?
I think I know what you're going to say.
I don't think you have, what's coming.
Go ahead.
I cut my own hair. I came off the road this weekend.
I think we knew cut your own hair.
I cut it, and the clipper slipped, and I cut a hole in the top of my head.
Oh! Wait, let me see. Look towards me. Oh, my God, Mikey.
And that's an exclusive that you guys are getting here on this podcast.
You got to do it at this camera. You can't cover it. You got it. There you go. That's move your
hand. Covered it.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, that's punched in on. That's funny.
But we have to move forward.
You got to keep trucking.
And it'll grow back. And then I could have just shaved my head, I guess. That was the other option.
I would have never noticed. Yeah. You can't notice, straight on.
Right.
You can't notice.
Straight on. But everybody taller knows. Hopefully they keep it a secret.
Tell them you just had something removed. You're waiting.
We're waiting on a biopsy.
Well, my strategy is all my bad thoughts will go out of it.
That's a vent.
Keep it positive.
All right, this one's from Patrick. First time question. I can't foresee, as somebody as classy as yourself, I can't foresee this. Does anyone in your family breed animals?
Breed animals? No. No, but I do have family in Ohio, which is it's around a city, but there's it's a really like a country area.
Rural
around
area.
The city. Rural, yeah.
Any hamster farmers?
Nothing like that, no. Dogs, no.
No.
Nobody
good.
Like that.
That's good.
No one breeds animals.
Because that's a bad look if it is, if you do. It's never, it's messy.
But you have to be scientific, kind of, if you do that.
I don't think the people are. That's the problem. That's the bad look. Yeah, they're not in a lab like
they're mixing
beakers. It's just, they're having, you know, given birth to puppies in like a kiddie pool.
My boy's mom had a full grow operation of gerbils. It was fucking.
Really?
Yeah. Brutal.
Just made my blood.
There was no signs.
Are people still growing weed in their closets and stuff? Is that still a thing?
Maybe not in their closet, but maybe on the patio. Yeah. The deck.
Is it legal to do that? I don't know what the weed laws are now. Everybody's saying it's legal, but I'm like, it's like all these things where it's like you can't sell it, but they can't do anything if you get caught with it. It's like all these
that
things.
Kind of thing. Yeah. There's, you know, there's definitely loopholes. I don't think you can grow it. Like you can't just grow it. Yeah.
You can't grow it.
I don't think. I mean, like I think you have to have a license to grow it.
Right.
You know. You can't be. It's not like a chia pet.
Like you're getting in a dope game.
He's a Manhattan guy now.
I'm just curious
be
about
a kingpin in a couple of.
I don't know.
Purchase rules around here?
I mean, how long does it go before all of this just breaks and gambling is legal everywhere? And they're trying to like
hold on
to regulation, but it's just like. Just make it, I guess, just make it. It's already breaking. So,
no, idea. Yeah, hey, let it all.
We don't need the tax. We need the tax dollars anyway. You mm-hmm. know?
For sure.
In New York, you can have up to 6 plants, weed plants per household.
Home? Oh, yeah. Look at that. There you go.
Thanks, Cheech. Look
six,
at you.
Hey, Panama
six
Red.
Plants per household.
Yeah.
Wow. And the regulation has got to be to sell it. It's got to be, you've got to be like a. Partners with the government, basically.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you ever did that? I think I mentioned this before. That Yonkers, they used to have comedy show up in Yonkers.
Yeah, at the casino.
That casino.
It was horrible.
It was tough.
Yeah.
It was tough, but I did it like
good
I did
payday.
One of,
it
I did
was a Wednesday,
the
and they
ones.
Sent a car. It was
yeah,
fantastic.
It was very
not good. A bad Caesar salad, from what I remember.
Hell,
as well.
Hell of a chicken parm.
Yes.
Too.
Well, they used to give you like they always do the. Typical comedy club thing where the first week they give you a steak and then you go back there 6 months later and they're like chicken fingers.
Yeah.
Or chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers is your choice. Now we took the steak off.
Chicken fingers or one less chicken finger.
But I did the first one and I met the guy. He was the son. He was a lawyer of the people who owned it. He was a part owner of it and he was like, we're 50-50 with the government.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, I mean, gambling, it seems like you're just winning, like you're making money, but it's like your partners.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. So I imagine
it's a pretty sweet flex.
Weed's probably
weed
the same
is the same way.
Yeah.
You get hemmed up, you call the boys. You know what I mean?
You're
the first one getting yanked out of a hurricane situation, I'll tell you that. Blackhawk's coming to my house first.
The Blackhawk.
I got 2 pounds of orange crush in here. Let's go. Take the junk up.
All right, this one's from Edwin. How many emojis per text message do you send?
I mean,
have you ever sent an emoji?
Emojis is new for me.
Yeah.
It's
what are your
new.
Go-tos?
Heart.
To who? Anybody? Not to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
get a
I'll
heart.
Send it to you guys.
Really?
Send a heart
Katie
right to
gets
you.
A heart.
No, I love the message. I love the message that you sent.
Yeah.
I feel it loud and clear.
Really?
But heart, a thumbs up. And whatever the ones.
Oh, you're just going off to touch the thing.
Yeah,
You're not going into them.
I will go into them for like a thumbs up or something.
You're not a rocket ship or a ski guy.
No,
not
no,
a
no,
flame
no.
guy.
Sometimes I'll just send a flag that I don't know what it is. It's like, oh, yeah.
I mean, hey, shout out
like,
to
I'll
Algeria.
I'll see you on Tuesday. Yeah. It's like Greek flag. It's like what?
Yeah.
No, I like to send the wrong emojis. Fire truck.
Do you need help?
Actually, I
fire
was
fire truck question mark.
Why did you send a fire truck? I'm an arsonist.
That's funny. I'm big on them. You're pretty big. We're all pretty big on.
I'd like to get away from it.
I like the crying, laughing face is a fun one.
I can't even tell what my vision is going bad. So I was like, I can't tell who's crying and who's smirking. Like, oh, I sent you a smirking one. It's like I don't know.
Yeah,
it is.
Are you gonna do glasses, contacts, or?
No.
Reading glasses?
No, I'm going to...
Your readers? Nothing?
With dignity, I'm just going to...
Just going to go blind?
Just
Gotta go blind like my dad did.
Start guessing at a restaurant. Do you do chicken?
But the next time you guys see me, I'll have a dog here walking me through to the table.
That's good. All right. So for Mike S, we have a couple more, and then we'll get out of here. Mike S, have you ever had someone you know been a Civil War reenactor?
No, but I think that's a great. That's really a great. Tony and Tina's is kind of like the Civil War of an Italian wedding.
So yes, let's break down what Tony and Tina's is.
Civil War of the 70s.
It's a fake wedding. It's a fake. And I know you guys are gonna riff, but keep in mind there's dignity to it. It was our Hamilton.
Yeah, it was Millville's Hamilton.
It was South Philly's Hamilton. Okay, people were dying to get an invite.
It was a fake wedding.
It was also chicken parm served with mashed potatoes.
Was it mashed potatoes?
Did you
go? Not ours.
No.
Were you in the original Tony and Tina?
It wasn't original.
It was in a
spin-off. Yeah, there was no.
I was in
the original was some junior high somewhere.
I was in the South Philadelphia version. Of it.
It's dinner. It was dinner theater.
Yeah,
you go. You're part of the wedding.
And it acts like you're part of the wedding, right. And you were the group. You were.
I was Tony.
You
for
were Tony.
A couple years. Yeah, I was at the. It was at the Venice on 20th and Snyder.
Yeah.
Which was rough.
Saturday nights at the Venice.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So when I started stand-up, I would do stand-up like, you know, you couldn't get up in Philly then. There was no helium. There was no, what's there now?
Punchline.
Punchline.
The Laugh House was there.
So it was the Laugh House and then that Northeast.
Cabaret.
So that's all that was there. So there wasn't that many places to get up. So I would do Tony and Tina's 3 weeks a year, and then one weekend I would like do stand-up.
Yeah.
But I would go to open mics on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. You know, I was trying to do as much show business as you could do in Philly at that time. So that's what it was.
What would a Tony and Tina gig pay about?
$35.
$35 a night.
$35,000.
It was $35 a performance.
And would they
so you weren't
you?
Doing it for the money.
Yeah, you're in it for the love of the love of the love.
Would
of
they
the
feed
game.
You?
Yeah, you could eat dinner and then.
But what are you gonna fake eat at the reception?
We would drink.
Hey, Mike, spit that out.
We would drink afterwards too, like the liquor and stuff.
That'd be a good time.
Yeah, I mean the bartenders were super cool, so they would just feed us.
Yeah,
and I would
just get
hammered. And then I was dating a girl in South Philly at the time who lived a few blocks away, so I was living in Upper Darby, and then I would go down to do the wedding, and I would just crash at her place for the weekend. So and she would go to like Center City and stuff to these high end places. And I would just go to the Knicks.
That's real blue collar mentality. She'd go to Center City to these ritzy martini bars.
And I would just get annihilated and then just crash with her. And then we'd go and have breakfast. And then we'd just do the whole thing again. That was my weekends for a couple of years.
Love it.
Yeah. Man,
love
fantastic.
That. All right. Let's see. This is from Pete. Ever date someone that was in prison?
No.
Okay. Just checking. You never know.
Ever visit anybody in prison?
I did have a girlfriend who told me that she steals.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
she's
what?
Like, sometimes
just,
I steal.
Just stuff? Yeah.
Shoplift?
Yeah. You're not a shoplifter. I can't peg you.
No. I can't do that. It's, I can't.
Man, I'm a man of a code.
I'm a big risk reward guy.
Oh, same thing.
Nothing
same
in
thing,
that for
sure.
Me.
Have you ever visited anybody in prison?
Visited anybody in prison? No. But when I taught kids with behavioral problems. And when I taught high school, I had a kid go to prison, mm-hmm. and I would write him letters back and forth. And he was like, it's not good to be in here. He's like, it's really rough to be in here. You know, he did some whatever. He didn't have that long of a sentence. He had a couple years. But I did write him, and I would read his letters because they were all friends with him. The guys and the rest of the kids in the class were friends with him. Uh-huh. So I read them the letters.
Yeah. Whoa, that's
and
like
so
fucking.
To let them know, it's like, hey, you know, don't end up here. This is where this goes.
Sure.
This goes to jail. You know, it's like, it's not a good place to be. I mean, you guys think it's cool, whatever, doing whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, this is where it goes. So.
Yeah. It's tough. I had a buddy same thing.
I regret asking you the question. I feel bad. Yeah. Got stand and deliver in here real quick.
Yeah. Is it a joke podcast? Not anymore. Okay?
You know, it's not a joke, your life.
I had a buddy, same thing, right out of high school. He got sentenced to 4 years. But he got in a program where he would go and speak at high schools, being like, hey, he got all fucked up one night. There's like a fight happened. He's like, hey, one night can ruin your life. Like, he was playing football in college and stuff, and it was like, so he would go to high schools and like give speeches. And I remember talking to him via letter. I'm like, man, it's really cool that you're doing that. You know, like, I'm so proud of you. Really, really realizing and turning around. He's like, nah, man, we just get McDonald's when we do those shows. So, like, I just go and do it.
That's hilarious.
Just lying to kids for a fucking Big Mac.
Whether you're doing it for the message or the McDonald's, I'd say.
Well, Foley's got his retirement plan covered.
That's 100% right.
Hey, listen, kids.
Need a number two and a bus to Cleveland. Let's go.
Yeah. All right, let's do one more and then we'll get out of here.
Lovely.
Knock out some more, another first question. This is from, and I can't, you know, ever attended a backyard wrestling show? Not like you're wrestling, like bad WWF.
No, I went to some amateur wrestling when I was in Philly, though.
Really?
It was great.
I was going to ask if you ever competed in one.
No.
Well, they were big in Philly, even nationally. Philly was one of the like the headquarters.
I loved
that.
I went with my buddy, and he was bouncing and coaching a team there. So he was like a special guest referee.
Uh-huh.
It was just great. I love that
chaos
stuff, man.
Yeah,
I love
it.
Actually, I was just watching old Andy Kaufman.
Mm-hmm. That was nuts. That shit was crazy.
I love him screaming, I'm from Hollywood. Like, you're from the South. You're dumb. I'm from Hollywood. I was talking to Nate. Like, Nate was telling me about it. So I went down a rabbit hole and just, like, looked it up. And he's screaming, I'm from Hollywood. I'm a star. You're nothing.
I love it. It's great.
That's too good.
All right.
Very good. All right, gang, that is the episode. Mr. Vecchione, like we said, October 23rd, filming a brand new
Go see
hour.
Him. He's the best joke writer in the world,
I would say. Come to Long Island. Please come to Governor's and for the special. And also support Macaroni Rascals, my new podcast on Patreon with Greg Stone. And also my regular podcast on Gas Digital, Mike Vecchione Investigates. We're gaining steam. So I'd like to have you guys both.
Of course,
back on
happy
at
to.
Some
yeah,
point.
Absolutely
happy to.
Fantastic. Thank you, buddy. Kimmy, what do you got for him?
Guys, come to a live show. We have Long Island as well. We have Philly coming up. We're gonna have a New York City date. We're announcing
soon.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good.
Get some cards and some koozies. We got some merch. The whole nine yards. We'll be doing a new merch drop soon with t-shirts.
Gang, we love you. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.